The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time. The Power Mall is now open at 877-817-9829. Power Hour J is standing by to take your phone calls if you want to place orders this morning. That's what keeps us on the air here. And, of course, the information that we are providing on our website, if you're going to thepowermall.com, is for informational purposes only, is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician, if you trust them, or any other healthcare professional for that matter, because, as you know, we have a lot of people out there that trusted their physician when they said, take the jab. You need to take the jab. You don't want to kill grandma. You need to take the jab. And now you want to run back and go talk to the same healthcare professional that told you to take the jab when all of a sudden you're sick from the jab. But that makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it? Duh. Justin Porter is with us from North American Urban Spice. How are you, sir?
Great, Dave. Great to see you again. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, sir. I'll tell you what, the weather pattern is, and you mentioned HARP. I love it, man. Just come right out of the gate. Boom. That's what it is. Yeah, this polar vortex, man, I'm telling you something. This is going to wreak havoc on America. But in the meantime, the whole idea is to stay healthy. That's what we want you to do. But you got to have your sanity, you know, somehow. We have North American Urban Spice products at the Power Mall. We're going to talk about a few of them specifically on our segment this morning. Just so you know, that Justin Porter, by the way, for those of you who don't know him, he's been on the show multiple times. He's the director of sales at North American Urban Spice, and he had a career in pro soccer, or semi-professional, semi-pro and pro soccer. They call it football over there. All-American at Lynn University in Boca Raton. He's currently studying for his Piled Higher and Deeper, amongst all the other things. I had to use PhD. I mean, that's what everybody says. The sarcasm. Such wit. But it's, you know, this is really cool. PhD in holistic natural health and nutrition. I mean, I can just imagine. How long does your dissertation have to be?
Pretty long. That's going to be the tough part, but I'm really excited because I've got about 100 ideas on where to take it. Wow. And there's so much going on in the world that, you know, I really want to incorporate, all these challenges that we face and really bring that out and, you know, maybe even get a book out of it or something. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm thinking that creative writing. I just got this book by Rick Kroll that Catherine sent to me in my latest shipment from the Power Mall. And I mean, people out there, look, if you got writer's block, imagine what Justin Porter's going through just writing up one of these dissertations. I mean, you got to include all these footnotes and everything's got to be factual. None of this AI cannot help you write a dissertation for your PhD. I don't think you'd even stoop that low. Anyway, but see, now you spent a lot of time studying natural health and whatnot because of an autoimmune disorder that you were personally involved in. And you basically have turned your life around.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had really severe chronic psoriasis, head to toe, you know, completely covered. And a lot of people don't realize with psoriasis, I think it's about 15 to 20% of people who suffer with that have huge depression that goes with it. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people actually do try to take their life because of that as well. And it really is, I think, part of the treatment process is the cause of that. Because I was given by the medical doctors steroid ointments, and, you know, there was a desperation to help, and I didn't question their wish to help, but the knowledge of how to approach a disorder like that was completely off. And then, you know, I was lucky enough to meet people who had a different viewpoint, who were really able to help. They were able to clean my body, you know, head to toe, you know, not just focusing on the skin, reverse the disorder entirely. And, you know, at that moment, I was like, wait, everything I've been told may have a different explanation here. So I dived in deep, read one book on nutrition, thought I knew it all, and then learned the hard way that there was a lot more to learn. And I've been trying to share the little bits that we've come across and the good information since. And, you know, I think it's fascinating how the human body responds. And the only way forward, in my view, is to start with that base of nutrition and then use what God gave us to do the rest of the work.
Now, is any of this, because I know people are going to ask questions, is any of this related to stress?
You know, I think, you know, stress can be causative because of what it does to our nutritive levels. You know, vitamin C, for example, completely depletes when we're more stressed. You know, you have, you know, mineral deficiencies and B vitamin deficiencies that are absolutely imperative for good health that are involved in this. So, yes, stress has a massive impact, but stress alone is not going to cause an autoimmune response like psoriasis to come out on the skin. So we've got to be really careful what we attribute to the causation on these things. There's usually a much bigger and more obvious explanation. In my case, it was the MMR vaccine that I received when I was 15 years old. And the difference was I was 15. I was able to say something's different now since that happened. You know, when you have a two-year-old child or younger, then they're not going to be able to attribute that. And the doctors are telling those parents, oh, no, you're crazy. It's definitely not that. It's not the one thing that we just obviously did. It's just the age that this kind of thing happens. So that's the biggest difference as I see it there.
So we got MMR at age 15, and then now we start having issues. And, of course, it's so far removed from the past that they can successfully get away with it and say, mm-hmm. Oh, no, it wasn't the vaccine. Now, I mean, now we're finding out all sorts of stuff about the polio vaccine, for crying out loud, and what it's done. And we got back channels reporting that it's causing cancer in people that have gotten it, and smallpox, they haven't eradicated it. And, you know, whatever it was that they did, I mean, I'm constantly reading stories, and folks, we do a hell of a lot of research when we're trying to put stuff like this together, because look, we got to get the facts out there, and everybody's got a different opinion about how something happens. And this is why I bring health professionals out that actually are moving in the right direction to steer you in a way that we deem at least life-saving and appropriate. We want you to have a quality of life. That's why we created the Power Mall with Joyce Riley in the first place. So I want to talk about a few things that we need to pay attention to as far as our health goes, because a lot of us have high cholesterol. And there is stuff that we sell at the Power Mall called Cholestamin. It comes in a 90-count bottle. And would you explain what it does, what's in it, and what does it do?
Yeah, I mean, well, Cholestamin, it's a great product because there was a great study done in the 1960s that for some reason was able to then promote statin drug use as the way to treat this high cholesterol that all of a sudden was now related to heart disease. And that study over the years has been completely undone and torn apart and really been proven to be, you know, for better word, really a hoax. And, you know, what we've got to realize is that cholesterol is a really important part of our bodies. I mean, it's in every cell. It's absolutely critical for vitamin D production. It's absolutely critical for melatonin production. And it gets this bad rap because we kind of group cholesterol in this one group of just this one thing. You know, people going through menopause or having severe symptoms when it's, you know, the time of the month having their periods, women, obviously. That is often because they have a cholesterol deficiency, which it doesn't sound like something that makes really any sense. The problem is that with cholesterol, when it's too much being produced in the body or something doesn't seem right with the cholesterol, usually it's highly related to thyroid and other parts of the body. So what Cholestamin does essentially is it able to support normalizing the cholesterol levels in the body. And if you see the ingredients, you have cocona, which is a fruit that grows in South America that has been shown to really support natural cholesterol levels in the body. That is something that you don't see in many places. And I would never suggest eating a cocona because it's really bitter and it doesn't taste great. But when you pulverize it into this raw powder, it really, really works quickly in the body and people have instant responses to it almost. But we also add cumin in there. We add garlic. We add the kelp. And the kelp, you know, obviously really supports thyroid health on its own. But the cumin and the garlic have been, you know, really, really celebrated for cholesterol health and heart health in particular, you know, for a long time. In addition to that, you have the red sour grape, and red sour grape, which is a really unique ingredient. We use the whole grape, not just the seed. And that has the lactic acid, the resveratrol, and it really just helps normalize those cholesterol levels, support the entire body. Because like anything, you know, we've been conditioned into looking at the body in almost like in parts, a little bit like a car. And if there's something up, then you've really got to treat the whole body. You know, it kind of goes back to with my skin disorder. It wasn't about treating the skin. It was about treating the body as a whole. And with cholesterol, if something's off, then we've got to get that body back into equilibrium and treat the body as a whole. And colestamine will really help work on a number of parts of the body and really get you back into that normal way, for sure.
Okay, the next thing I want to focus on is what you give your kids all the time. They absolutely love these things, and that's the Oregano's gummies. I mean, it wasn't much of a challenge to get them to do it because of what it's made of. What's in it, per se, for people who want to give their kids this stuff? They might even take it themselves.
I definitely sneak some behind their back as well. So.
That you do.
Yeah, it's a good little treat. I mean, the reality is, you know, and I've said it before, but 25% of sales today in the supplement market are gummies. And, you know, I mean, I've got a friend who owns a gummy company. I'm a supporter for certain populations to have gummies as access. It's certainly a good way to educate kids. However, most of the gummies on the market, especially the really cheap ones, are high fructose corn syrup and, you know, really, really not good stuff. And then you've obviously got the majority of them being sugar and tapioca syrup that are going to spike insulin. What I love about our gummies is that it's an organic yacon syrup. It's a organic coconut blossom nectar. Both of these are low glycemic, so you're not going to actually spike blood sugar. And then you've also got this yacon, which is prebiotic, so it's going to feed that good bacteria. It's really going to support the body's digestive health. And that's just the base alone. So you've kind of got this medicinal gummy without putting in additional things. But again, you go and look at every gummy, there's natural flavors. Natural flavors are full of propylene glycol, polysorbate 80, a number of other carcinogens. So what we decided to do was use real fruit. And in this case, it's organic Concord grape. And, you know, that just adds this lovely little grape flavor. And then in addition, we put a full serving of oregano in a base of black seed oil. So you have that additional black seed oil support. In a two gummy serving, you have a whole serving of oregano. And you know, we're in a time where everybody seems to be getting sick, so I've been loading up the kids. They're back to school this week, so every day they've, without protest, got to have their gummies. It's actually how I get them to take the other capsules that I get them to take, so it's a good way to bribe too.
Yeah, and they see these are 100% vegan, clean and pure, and no tapioca syrup, no cane sugar, no natural flavors, none of this garbage. It's the world's first oregano gummy. And why would one want to choose one of these Oregano gummies over oregano caps?
Well, it really comes down to wanting to enjoy your supplements, you know, and then maybe having that extra digestive support. You know, if you're taking the gel caps, you're getting good results then, but you may be getting pill fatigue, then do the gummies for a few weeks, you know, or have them as a option when you don't necessarily feel like taking the gel caps. So, you know, I do take them occasionally, but it's more of a little treat, but I know I'm getting the oregano in there too.
So these are basically ideal for families with kids that don't like taking regular vitamins, in other words.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely take it over an elderberry gummy. That's for sure.
No, for sure. All right. Another one that I take every single day, and I order, keep it in stock. It's called Nuke Protect. I have pushed this constantly, especially those of you living within 50 miles of a nuclear power plant, because there's always that possibility that if we have an EMP attack, that these plants, you know, could generate some radioactive fallout. Now, there's a lot of safeguards in place, but when the electricity goes out and those tubes that contain that radioactive material don't get cooled properly, all of a sudden we have these little mini Chernobyls going on, and this is one of the reasons why we tell you to keep this stuff in stock. But I got a question from one of our listeners about this before we get into it. The whole idea behind taking Nuke Protect is to put good iodine in your thyroid to keep the bad iodine out. Mm-hmm. But what happens if you have surgery and your thyroid gets removed and you don't have a thyroid? Then what? What does the radiation do to the rest of your body with no thyroid? And what does the Nuke Protect do to help shore up where the thyroid can't because it doesn't exist?
Yeah, that's a great question. And just quickly on the EMP, I did download the great information from the Power Mall. Actually, yesterday I printed the whole thing off and have been going through it. So really appreciate that material being made available. I think it's really important to read. It's a really good question, Dave. And you know, essentially we have our endocrine system that supports one another. And when the thyroid is removed, which is, you know, should obviously be avoided at all costs. Often surgeries are done aggressively. This is Rockefeller medicine kind of 101, and often it's unnecessary. Gallbladder is the worst in that situation. I think 97% of gallbladder surgery is unnecessary. So I think that's important for the listeners to know. If the thyroid's not there, then, you know, we always do suggest finding a really high quality grass-fed, grass-finished thyroid, beef thyroid supplement to add to your to what you're taking. But do know that in that case, your adrenals really do take over as well and start doing a lot of the work, which means you have to have additional support for the adrenals. Obviously, black seed oil would be a crucial thing to include. But then you are still going to be facing the same threats, but really you're a little bit more exposed. I mean, that is the reality. So Nuke Protect then becomes more important because your body has to have those nutrients in there. But you will have the rest of the endocrine system take over and do the work of the thyroid. But that does mean you have to make sure you're doing this extra work on the rest of the system because it will be more burdened.
Right. But see, the thing is this is one thing that we've always pushed about Nuke Protect, and I'm just a big fan of it, and I take it constantly. It supports the thyroid if you do have one with natural potassium iodide, and it just keeps it in your system and keeps you balanced. It also has selenium. So you wonder why your hair and your nails are growing like crazy, and it's largely in part by that. Because, I mean, if you haven't noticed, if you're taking Nuke Protect, what it does to your hair and nails, it's unbelievable. And this stuff is 6 times more potent than blueberries. So if you want optimal antioxidant support, what is this a good source of as far as what's inside Nuke Protect that benefits the human system?
Yeah, the selenium is a crucial element that is known as a great antioxidant. It's very hard to get in the diet. You can get it from Brazil nuts. So if you're having Brazil nuts regularly, then really be, you know, cognizant of that. I don't think many people are, because you can have too much selenium. I mean, that is definitely a reality. But it's also the good source of iodine that is very hard to get in our diet. You have the kelp for the natural iodine, and you have the potassium iodide. That is that protective iodine that will stop any radioactive iodine coming in and then attacking the thyroid, as you pointed out. But it's really a high antioxidant formula. You know, you have the chaga in there, the oregano, the rosemary, and that's going to come in, sorry, the cumin, and that's going to actually mop up all these free radicals that are, known to cause cell division, DNA damage, cancer, of course. And that goes for any kind of radiation that we're exposed to, you know, smart meters, 5G towers, Wi-Fi, all of this is radiation, electricity on its own. So that's really, really important. I take it two capsules daily. If I didn't was aware of something bigger like the nuclear stations going down, I would do 4 daily. And it really is something you want to build up in your body so your body is ready to go. But I also take it for the selenium itself, you know, because it is so hard to find in the diet.
But here's something else I bet you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know this is safe for pets? You can give them one capsule. I know if anybody's given their dog or cat medicine, you understand how you have to do that. And the thing is that you could open it up and sprinkle it on their food, I suppose. But the easiest way with the dog is just to get it down to the back of their throat and rub their throat to get them to swallow it. And it's ideal for pets in case of nuclear radiation exposure. So we want to let you know that that's another reason why Fido, or whatever you name your animal, is, you know, they also are affected by this. And if they happen to be outdoors, you definitely have to wash them down thoroughly. Obviously, you want to try to do that before bringing them in the house, but you may end up grabbing them and throwing them in the tub and trying to scrub them down before the power goes out. We just don't know. In this instance, you have to be prepared. EMP, you're not going to have that much of an issue unless you live within 50 miles of a nuke plant, and then you might. So these are one of the reasons why we discuss all of this stuff. We're not oblivious to what the potentials are. And of course, with this being an election year, everybody is on high alert because we don't know what these forces of evil have in store and what their plans are to try to either A, disrupt the election, or B, strip us of free speech or our life, liberty, and property. So this is one of the things we have to do to be prepared. And that's why I like Nuke Protect, and that's on my regimen. There's another thing now that my wife has done a commercial for the Power Mall, and she talks about Bone Active topical rub. She takes the capsules and uses the topical rub itself to support a healthy overall bone density response. And she talks about that in the commercial. So you might want to elaborate on what's in it and why people need to use it, especially if they've got aches and pains.
Yeah, it's a unique product. I don't know if there's many others out there. And it really is something that we've seen results for, you know, decades at this point. It is a longstanding product within the North American Urban Spice line. I think it's been on the Power Mall for quite a while. And it really is a product that works. And I think that's the difference. That's why I love representing North American Urban Spice. You know, I absolutely refuse to ever talk about something that doesn't work. You know, I think that is just not genuine at all. So it's basically the sage and the rosemary. That stops the minerals leaving the bone. You rub it on topically to the areas. You can do it either proactively or you can do it retroactively, but it stops the mineral loss. It starts the bone healing again. You add in the capsules themselves, which contains the MCHC, that is full of calcium, bioavailable calcium, not limestone calcium, which is the majority of supplements that are calcium on the market. And then it has the bioactive phosphorus, remembering that there are 12 minerals that make up the bone. It's not just calcium, for example. So you do those combinations together, any of the osteoporosis, arthritis issues, you'll see a big difference. Obviously, there's additional things that we can do to make sure bone health is fully restored. But that is a great way to start the process.
See, it's got wild rosemary oil, sage oil, oregano oil. And see, the thing is that most people don't understand, before we take a quick phone call here from one of our major sponsors, it has organic extra virgin olive oil in it. And people are wondering about carriers. What's so important about carriers?
Well, the carrier oils are there to make sure we are getting the appropriate dosage of the essential oils. And, we do that thinking and that work for our customers because it is a science. You know, you have to get that right. If you have the straight essential oil, you can do a lot of damage because of how potent and powerful these things are. And, our oregano oil alone, for example, is put into the super strength is put into the maximum kind of concentration. So you don't want to have any more oregano in that super strength, otherwise you may start getting into too much power, because these are really potent medicines in truth. So we absolutely make sure that carrier oil is provided safely. Now, you want to have it food grade olive oil. It's the finest olive oil we could find in the world, organic. Where other companies might use canola oil, which is extremely toxic, glycerin, which, you know, can be okay if it's the right kind, or alcohol, which, you know, isn't necessarily as agreeable because it makes the liver work.
Well, the thing is, too, with the Bone Active topical rub, and we have it in the 1 fluid ounce size at the Power Mall, you can rub the oil directly on the body, but you can also take it internally, which I don't know that a lot of people, we have the Bone Active capsules, but the topical rub you can actually take internally. I mean, if you're doing that on a regular basis, you're going to go through it on a regular basis, but the stuff is so potent, you don't need much. As a matter of fact, you could rub it on the bottoms of your feet and your shin and bones, your shin bones, once or twice a day. It's absorbed right through the pores of the body because of the carrier oil. The bottoms of the feet have the biggest pores of all. So, you know, when you rub that on any bony area that needs help, you know, do so vigorously. It's powerful if it's rubbed on the chest. The activating compounds work through inhalation as well, so you can actually smell this stuff, and it works going into your sinuses. Wow, this is incredible stuff.
It really is a different type of product than you're going to find in the pharmacy. Put it that way, Dave. And you know, again, we want to see results. And if you're not getting results, then you shouldn't be taking the products. And that's my problem with the pharmaceutical industry. When do you ever see people get off? When do you ever see people get well? And, you know, I don't want people using our products for life. I want them using it until they don't need it anymore. Obviously, some things, you know, you do want to take regularly, but that's the reality. We should have a goal of nutrition first and then supplements, and there shouldn't be anything else after that.
Well, and those of you who've had shoulder surgery and other related surgeries like that, rotator cuff, you need to be, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about right here. That we know that certain people that have had that done are using it and getting good results with it. Anyway, Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir. Well, you're on the phone with Justin Porter. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dave and Justin. I want to give you, I have living proof of what radiation does to the thyroid. I married a Belarusian woman that lived there in Belarus during Chernobyl. And 20 years to the year, she developed thyroid cancers, and she was still under the Belarusian passport stuff. Anyway, she went back to Minsk in Belarus, and they took out her thyroid. She had two tumors, and she said the whole polyclinic ward she was on was women having her thyroids taken out. So it was like a production line.
Thank you, Nick.
And that's a fact. That's not made up. I went there a whole bunch of times, and I saw the results. So this is real. I just wanted to bring that up.
I appreciate it, Kevin. That's assembly line medicine, just like what we have over here in America. This is how they're making money. And what Justin said about it was unnecessary surgeries. So, that's a personal note. I really appreciate you chiming in on. Thanks for that. It just lets me know that America's not the only place where we have that problem. It's going on over there, too. Thanks for your call, Kevin. I appreciate it. Justin, your comment. I mean, that's god awful to hear about that.
It's real life examples, isn't it? And, you know, we see this time and time again, and we know that that whole population were never told or never given any advice apart from good luck, right? You know, and they probably had some pharmaceuticals thrown at it. I mean, certainly if it happened here, the advice would never be nutrition. It would never be, you know, put these supplements into your daily regimen to protect yourself. So great work, first world example. We really can't be complacent because anything could happen in 2024. That's for sure.
Yeah, it is. And we appreciate your time on the show today, Justin. Thanks so much. We'll be back with news and open lines after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. In the meantime, Justin, have yourself a happy new year, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Good day.
Be right back. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Or call 877-817-8255. 9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. For those of you off and running, some of us do have to work still. Some of us are retired. It's okay. I'd like to know what people do during their retirement that is productive. I know my dad retired and was dead by the age of 79. Because his life became sedentary, gave up doing a lot of things, and, you know, that's unfortunate how that happens. I hope you are not going through that same process. It's no fun. People like to reinvent themselves because they think they're not productive anymore, and I think that's huge that you're able to do it. And here you got this bonehead like Fauci that everybody believed in. The guy's 83 years old. He just retired at 83. So he shows up yesterday in D.C. to answer questions on how he flipped his position on public policy for masks, how the agency he spearheaded funded risky research in China, how post-infection immunity was downplayed. And you know what he did? You know, he says, well, I'll come in Monday and Tuesday and answer questions, but only if I can bring two personal lawyers and two government lawyers with me. Wow. So he was supposed to testify to Congress. His agency did not do gain-of-function research or testing that it enhances a virus in China. All the documents are pointing in that direction. But nope, no Nuremberg 2.0, sorry. Fauci gets in front of the subcommittee, and all of a sudden, we get a Watergate moment. I don't remember. I don't recall. I don't remember. I don't recall. Representative Brad Wenstrup of Ohio told reporters on Capitol Hill, after answering questions for 7 hours, Fauci had 100 or so far, I don't recall, I don't remember answers. Not once, I don't believe, because they would have said if he took the fifth. Wow. You know, like I said, I don't think they're going to hang him out to dry. Because his, you know, the last time he spoke under oath, he said he didn't recall in response to a number of questions. You would think that anybody that has doctor in front of their name, that made the kind of money he and his wife made working for the United States government, would know exactly what they were up to, who was involved, the emails that transpired that were uncovered. I mean, what can I say? This is not a good thing. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. You're welcome to join in the conversation this morning on anything we've been talking about. It is 36 minutes after the hour, and like I said, you know, when we are getting to the end of our news segment, we're always welcoming your phone calls, so please feel free to chime in. No more walking the dog in South Korea. And I use the word walking as in not W-A-L-K, but W-O-K-K, as in walking, using a wok to cook your dog. South Korea lawmakers on Tuesday, I know that's gross, isn't it? Unthinkable. But yes, today they passed a bill banning the breeding, slaughtering, and selling dogs for their meat. The move ends a centuries-old practice that activists have slammed as a national embarrassment. Well, it goes on in other countries, too. Just South Korea has been, of note, the first ones to do anything about it. The cuisine has long featured dog meat, and at one point, up to 1 million dogs were killed for the trade every year, according to activists. Consumption has sharply declined since Koreans are now welcoming pet ownership in droves and embracing their loving their four-legged friends rather than eating them. And of course, you know, these self-professed animal lovers who have adopted several stray dogs. And we're talking about the president himself and the first lady. She is also a vocal critic of dog meat consumption. So they put this before in the form of a bill to the House of Representatives, their ruling government, both the ruling and main opposition parties. And guess what? It passed unanimously by a 208-0 vote. Under that law, raising or slaughtering dogs for consumption is banned, as is distributing and selling dog meat. Those found guilty are going to jail, up to 3 years in prison. 2 years if you're caught raising dogs for meat or selling dog meat. The consumption of dog meat itself will not be illegal, according to the BBC. It'll go into effect following a 3-year grace period after it receives final approval from Yoon, the president. Wow. Boy, that's a change, isn't it? Of course, the Jung Ah Che, the executive director of the Humane Society International in Korea, said, "We reached a tipping point where most Korean citizens reject eating dogs and want to see the suffering consigned to the history books. Today, our policymakers have acted decisively to make it a reality." According to government statistics, South Korea had 1,600 dog meat restaurants and 1,150 dog farms that raised dogs for meat this last year. Now, here's some other disconcerting news. Long we're talking about dogs and pets in general. there's a lot of reasons why many Americans adopted a pet. A lot of it was because they needed somebody to accompany them for comfort in the early days of COVID-19. We were locked down. We were lonely. We were stuck at home. We went out and we adopted or fostered cats and dogs from shelters at record rates. Videos of these empty animal shelters went viral. Wired magazine called it the feel-good pandemic story you need right now. Really fun time to be in animal welfare. According to the chief programs officer, Bobby Mann of the Humane Rescue Alliance, the largest animal shelter in DC Metro, we absolutely did see an uptick in adoptions. But starting in 2021, shelters began filling back up as there were more animals entering than leaving, and now many are packed to the brim from Rhode Island to Seattle and everywhere in between. Reports indicate shelters are reporting they're at capacity, forcing an increase in the number of dogs killed due to space constraints. Earlier this year, almost half of the shelters surveyed reported an increase in euthanizing animals, dogs specifically, while only 10% reported a decrease. Perfectly adoptable dogs are losing their lives. It's a crisis. We need volunteers, fosters, and adopters. I got one right down here that's looking at me, right? Yeah, you're looking at me, aren't you? I got a rescue sitting right here who is days away from being euthanized. They're out there, folks. I mean, I'm your classic example. We have taken in foster German Shepherds before. They were a couple of Houdinis. You have a story about taking care of your animal? Yeah, you're welcome to call the show right now and discuss it. We'd love to hear from you. That would wrap up what we consider a good news time. Here's the thing. The shelters right now are screaming from the rooftops that they've been in crisis for a while. It's not letting up. Now, of course, you have rescueme.org or rescue.org, which is an animal. I mean, you can click on any state in the United States of America and see how many of your particular breed, if you're looking for a dog or a cat or a rabbit or whatever the case may be. Because some people like collecting rabbits as pets, too. They let them hop around the house and all sorts of good stuff. Shelter Animals Count, an organization that collects and publishes data from thousands of animal shelters, conducted the euthanasia survey we just told you about, and it's going to get worse this year. And a lot of it has to do with the economy. Now, we're talking about the number of animals put down since the 1970s, when 13.5 million of the 65 million dogs and cats in the U.S., more than a fifth, were euthanized. In 2019, before the COVID pandemic started, fewer than a million dogs and cats, or about 0.7% of the country's 135 million in existence, were put down. But now it's coming back into focus. So if you want to do something good for yourself this year, and they're a great source of elimination of stress in the home, by the way, adopt a pet, preferably before they're put down. I visit the kill shelters first before I go to the non-kill. Eric in Nebraska, welcome to the show.
Well, you know, you seem like to go from one extreme to the other. I mean, if you make it illegal to sell dog meat, but then you have to euthanize dogs, why not make it so that people can eat that if that's what they think they would like to do? It seemed like it'd be a waste just to kill it.
You know, and it makes, with the, yeah, I get it. I mean, this is the thing.
Can you eat horse meat? Can you, is horse meat for sale in this country or not? Because I know Genghis Khan, they ate horse meat while they were conquering people.
Yeah, they did. I've read the history books on that. You know, the irony of it is, and it is ironic, that here you have two stories back to back. One talks about the excessive number of animals being euthanized versus the deliberate euthanizing of dogs for meat.
I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about raising them for me. I'm just saying if you have to euthanize it, why not let people eat it? But
you know, here's the other thing.
I don't know. When there was a baseline price for horses, I guess when you used to could send them off for I don't know, dog food meat or whatever, but I don't know. That really dropped. It's hard to get rid of a horse after that.
Yep. I know it. And see, I've got another story here about a lawsuit that's been filed, a class action suit on behalf of Illinois pet owners. This Hills Science Diet, Hills Pet Nutrition is who they sued. They're claiming it's a deceptive practice for Hills to restrict the sale of its prescription diet food to those with a prescription from their vet rather than allowing it to be sold over the counter. This was a class action suit charging, you know, Hills is charging a premium for the prescription pet food, justifying the cost by implying it can treat and cure pets of certain disease, but the food doesn't contain ingredients or medicine that aren't found in common non-prescription pet food. So many consumers purchasing the product have been misled, according to the suit, into paying high prices for prescription food that contains ingredients found in non-prescription foods and nothing more. They want $80 million in damages for people in the state of Illinois alone who bought Hill's prescription diet products. Wow. California, Missouri, and Kansas have suits against other pet food manufacturers saying the same thing. So, I mean, pet food marketing being deceptive, and now you're talking about horse meat. I get it. You know, a lot of horses are put in that situation, and they become dog food. And I understand the concept. Wow. That's heavy-duty stuff we're talking about this morning. I'd rather adopt than put it down. But here's the other thing, Eric, that bothers me. We may be in a situation down the road where if there is a food shortage and there's EMP and this whole country goes into a landslide because we have no electricity and there is no food, we may be looking at our pets and going, wonder what they taste like. Sad but true. Appreciate your call. Dustin in Michigan, welcome to the show. Hello,
Leviticus. I was reading through Leviticus 11:7, and that's got some pretty good guidelines for humans as far as food consumption goes.
Right.
But I didn't see anything in there about eating horses or dogs or anything like that. Something about
swine
splitting of the hoof, whether they chew a cud or not, you know. So that kind of eliminates pigs or swine or whatever. Kind of eliminates dogs and stuff like that. It doesn't eliminate birds, but if things do the SHTF or whatever it is, people might want to consider reading those guidelines before eating your dog. Just a thought.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate that. Thanks, Dustin. Esther in Washington State. Haven't talked to you in a while. What's going on in your world?
Oh, I got up special to talk to you. No, I didn't.
Okay. All right.
Just kidding. Well, I have a lot of thoughts, but, two of them. But I'm going to sidetrack with this animal situation. I have never seen, it's like an epidemic of super sensitivity craziness. Just total craziness. Do you think that people on the wagon train would bring their 70 cats and their 25 dogs? What I'm saying is people have turned into maniacs when it comes to animals. There's even a church is advertising, and they have a church designated as a 501(c), and they board 70 cats, and they're asking for donations for their poor 70 cats. Now, what does the government do when there's an overrun of deer? They give out more licenses for the deer to keep the population down. But when we come to this an asinine human sensitivity syndrome that's gone overboard, it's literally, the ridiculousness. We don't have a word for that ridiculousness anymore. We just don't have it. And do you know the smell of what 70 cats does in an enclosed space?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the diseases and the germs and the filth? It's horrid. And then the dogs are going the same. I mean, people, dogs are masters of people now, not the other way around. So anyway, I wasn't even going to talk about that. But what I was going to talk about is the border. do you realize that, I just realized, okay, how many illegals have already been in the country? A huge amount, right?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, so we're looking at better. We're looking at better than 8 million right now that have entered, and they're estimating by election time we'll have over 9 million, 9.2 to be exact, and that's the ones we know about.
Okay, but how many was here already before all of this start was before it became an epic wave? Right? There's millions and millions and millions of them here, and they've always kept, you know, a low profile, what have you, kept within their own culture. Well, how many of these have gone back to Mexico and crossed the border to get their wonderful $5,000 a month debit credit card? How many of them are using the system? I mean, they don't care about the U.S. They have no commitment to it. So it's something to think about.
Yep.
And then I thought about Mike Johnson going down there. And he, you know, he brought, what, 60 of his friends and politicians to check out the situation. And then he's bargaining with Biden, like, you got to bring in more border protection, and then we're going to think about giving you more money. Why is he bartering with Biden? You don't barter stuff like that. You don't barter a wrong to make two wrongs.
That's the problem, Esther, about our Congress. Our Congress is totally off the rails, just like the administration, off the rails. I don't know of any, our founding fathers had different ideals than what we're seeing today. So I don't know. It's kind of sad. Brady, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. At least the church was trying to keep those cats alive. I understand the smell from the dogs or cats that are held there, but what's the other alternative that Esther's looking at? Giving a 22 shell to him or what? And on the border there, she doesn't sound, you know, she doesn't sound too compassionate. Can you imagine the smell that's down on the border now? What are we going to do next with the illegal aliens crossing over? Don't let Esther get a hold of them. Hey,
oh, come on. I got to be nice. Like Brady, got Todd laughing. Jeez.
We'll send Esther after them illegals. We'll get rid of them.
Oh, come on. We know the reality of it, Brady. We know the reality of it all,
kidding,
okay?
Dave.
Yeah.
I wanted to call in because we got something called like resembling snow here in the mountains here in Arizona, and they're not snowflakes, they're round balls, they look like styrofoam. I didn't see any snowflakes. We got 2 inches of what they're calling the new artificial snow. Have you seen the new snow that looks round?
No, where I got some snow, we got about less than an inch, but it was all flakes.
No, these come down, it sounds like hail when it's hitting the window on the house, but when they accumulate on the ground and they sit there for a day or so, they don't melt that well either. They're wrong.
Wow.
And
I heard the story on
Geoengineering Watch. It's a true story on Geoengineering Watch. He was talking about the same stuff in California. Well, I'm right next to California here, and that is not snow.
Wow. Yeah, chemical, whatever it is. I remember Dane Wigington did talk about that. So that's pretty scary stuff. Now, have you gone out and analyzed any of this? You got a handful of it, put it in a jar, collected it?
Well, I'm sure it's bio snow. You got some bioengineered food ingredient in it, I'm sure. You know it's bio snow. You know it.
Well, and the thing is this stuff, if it ever does melt, goes into the soil.
And it melted. It took, it really melts strange. It doesn't melt normally. If it was in the shade, it stayed an extra day, and it melted really slow. Like they were saying on Geoengineering Watch, you got strontium, barium, titanium, sulfur acid, aluminum, all inside what they're hitting the atmosphere with the aerosolizing of the spray through the airplanes. It's geoengineering of the weather, 100%.
Wow. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for the input there, Brady. You're at least you're paying attention to what's going on. There's a lot of people out there that aren't. So thanks for your call. We have about a minute left in the show. And my, of course, my rescue dog here has come over deciding, hey, I've had enough sitting here watching you talk. I'm going to come over and get some petting. So, you know, if you're into heavy petting, get a German Shepherd. She loves it. I have a story under good news about how a bladesmith from Alaska turned his passion into a business. You talk about reinventing yourself. This guy actually carves like J.R.R. Tolkien inspired swords. And now he's turned it into a business. Everybody loves what he's doing. Now he's making money with it. Well, I guess this could be the age of reinventing yourself if you're retired and you need something to do. Amazing how that works. Yeah, in so many ways. We appreciate your time today. Once again, keep Frank Davis and his family in your prayers. Adopt the Vita and all the family out there at Lion Energy. Frank's in hospice now. In the meantime, we'll try to keep you posted on the upcoming details of that. Take care of yourself. Stay safe. Get creative with your day-to-day. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.